Okay, good evening, everybody. Today's daf, or tomorrow's daf, is Avodah Zarah daf Yotes. We are going to pick up from daf Yud Ches on the Beis, about 5 lines from the end of the page. Adorosh Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Today's show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, and on his wife and children, Le'iloi Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of our daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to continue to discuss is the pasuk of Ashrei Ha'ish, Ashalo Halach Ba'atzas Rishayim, Uvider. So we're going to give a different interpretation of the, or several other different interpretations of what the that pasuk refers to, and then the Gemara is going to discuss what it means. Ki im b'toras Hashem chafzo, and the Gemara is going to tell us a little about learning and how a person should go about learning and to master one's learning. We're going to bring pasukim that are meramis to two different madregos in limud haTorah. The Gemara is going to darshan an additional pasuk about the idea of chazara in limud haTorah, the value of reviewing one's learning, and we're going to darshan the pasuk a few different ways of v'haya ke'etz shasul al palge mayim, and one of them, you know, some of those drushes have to do with learning, and the hemshech of the pasuk asher piru yitain biito v'lo lo yibal, also relating to Talmud Torah and to Talmidei Chachamim. And then the Gemara is going to have other ways of darshaning that pasuk. And then the hemshech of that pasuk of the kol asher ya'aseh yatzliach, and how we're going to talk about someone who wants life should be osek in Torah and should be nitzor l'shon chamera, should avoid speaking bad things. And then all the way toward the end of the daf, we're finally going to get back into halacha, because we're going to talk about where the Mishnah said that if you're building different structures, merchatzos and things like that for avdei kochavim, you're allowed to participate in the building, but higia l'kipa, once you get to the dome, you should refrain. So the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly the din is. If you built that kippah, can you get the payment, the wages for having involved yourself in that building? So let's begin again. We are holding Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, about 5-6 lines from the end of the page. Darish Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. So says Gemara, Darish Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, going back to the pasuk of Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'atzas Rishayim Uv'Derech Chataim Lo Amad V'Moshav Leitzim Lo Yashav. And with Tarasa Reyaga Yom Avalayla, the Rebbe Shimon Pasi darshens as follows: Ashrei Yeshe Sholach L'Tartiyos L'Karkasiyos Shalavdei Chavim. Someone who doesn't go to the stadiums and the amphitheaters of Avdei Kochavim. Uviderech Hatoyim Lo Amad Zeshalo Amad Bekanigyon. That's someone who does not go to the to places where they trap wild animals using dogs as a form of entertainment. Uvemoshav Leitzim Lo Yashav Shalo Yashav B'Tachbul. That he doesn't sit among the Yoshrei Kronos that only speak Dvarim B'Telim and that are not involved in anything productive. Shema Yomar Adam Holva Lo Alachti L'Tatios L'Karksios Lo Amadti B'Kanigyon Eilich V'Eskar B'Sheina. So one might think, oh, life is pretty easy. I'm not much of a stadium fan, and I'm not much of a dog trapping animals fan anyway, so I'll just sleep all day and then life should be great. So Talmud Omar Uvutaraso Yege Yom of Laila. That's why the pasuk continues, no, you don't get off that easy. You have to also engage in Talmud Torah day and night. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. The pasuk that we're talking about of Ashrei Ish can be darshan differently, specifically in relation to Avram Avinu. Ashrei Ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rishayim ze Avram Avinu. That's a reference to Avram Avinu. Shalo halach ba'atzas anshei dor haflaga sher shoyim hayu. That he didn't follow the etza of the anshei dor haflaga who were all evil. Shnemar hava nivna lanu ir. They said, let's go build a city for ourselves. V'derech hatoyim lo amad. What does that phrase refer to? Also Avram Avinu. But specifically in that, shalo amad b'amida Sodom shechatoyim hayu. That he did not involve himself in with the people of Sodom, who were also chatoyim. When we refer to a person or a group of people as chatoyim, it's an extreme form of chotim. Chotim means people who do averos. Chata'im with a dagesh in the test means people whose very essence is Avera, their very definition is Avera. So that's what it's referring to, that Avram Avinu did not associate himself with these terrible people who are most known for their Averos. V'anshei Sodom As the pasuk says that they were ra'im v'chatoim over moshav leitzim lo yashav. And what does it mean that Avraham Avinu was not yoshev b'moshav leitzim? Shlo yashav moshav anshei plishtim, that he didn't associate with the plishtim neshe litzanim hayu, because they were a bunch of leitzanim. Shenemar, because the pasuk says by the plishtim vayihi kitov liban vayomer kiru l'shimshon vayischak lanu, that when they were feeling jolly, they called for Shimshon to entertain them, because there were a bunch of leitzanim that enjoyed the entertainment. So the Gemara now darshens the pasuk Ashrei Ish Yareis Hashem. So the pasuk in Tehillim Perakuf Yud Beis Ashrei Ish Yareis Hashem asks the Gemara, Ashrei Ish v'lo Ashrei Isha? Only a man who has Yerushamayim is someone who's Ashrei, someone who's fortunate and living a fulfilled life, not a woman. So Amarav Amram Amarav Ashrei Misha Usachuvak Shu Ish. Over here, Ish does not mean Ish as opposed to Isha, it means Ish as opposed to a Zakein. It means a man who's at his full strength, who has all of his power. That fortunate is one who does tshuva when he still has all of his kochos before they have been sapped by old age. Because the greatest level of tshuva is when the person still has the kochos to do all the same averos and the yetzer hara to do all the same averos. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar Ashrei Mi Shemes Gaber Al Yitzro Ki Ish. That Ish means an Ish as opposed to someone who is weak. It means it's a reference to having a certain amount of strength. So fortunate is someone who overcomes his yetzer hara like an ish, like a man. And then the pasuk continues, b'mitzvosav chafetz ma'od, amr ablazer b'mitzvosav v'lo b'schar mitzvosav. Someone who is interested in doing the mitzvos and is not ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schar of the mitzvos. V'hainu ditanan, and this is the famous Mishnah in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. Hu haya omer, that Antigonus ish socha used to teach, that al tiyu kavadam amsham shes rav al nasa kabel pras, ele hayu kavadam amsham shes rav shelo al nasa kabel pras. One should not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the intention of receiving a reward for it. One should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo al manas lekabel pras. Now, the Tosus points out, when it comes to serving al manas lekabel pras, pirish bitoa im lo tavo she'elaso, that you should not be mishamish al manas lekabel pras, meaning that you're only proud of your mitzvah if the pras that you wanted is forthcoming. But if a person hopes for a reward for his mitzvah, and when that reward doesn't come, he's still proud of having done that mitzvah and does not regret that mitzvah, then we apply the teaching that we have in several places in Shas, that if a person gives tzedakah al menashe yichye b'ni, he's considered a tzaddik gamor, because we're talking about a person who gives that tzedakah, and then even if his son does not have the refuah that he was hoping for, he's still going to be happy about the fact that he had given that tzedakah. He'll still be proud of the fact that he had given that tzedakah. Essentially, what Tosfos is saying is that we have a stira, that on the one hand, you have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that tells us not to be mishamish esrav al menas kabel pras, and on the other hand, we have a Gemara in several places that says that if you give tzedakah al menas yichye b'ni, you're great, you're a tzaddik gomor. So so Tosfos' way of being miyashev is that it depends how much you connect doing that mitzvah to the pras that you're hoping will be forthcoming. Others would suggest, other Rishonim suggest, no, there's a difference between tzedakah versus other mitzvos. That tzedakah b'chanuni nabazos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you could test me with this one mitzvah you're allowed to do almanas. Right? That's why when you get an aliyah and you make a mishaberach afterwards, it's almanas that you're going to give. A tzedakah you're going to give, a nadava you're going to give something. Why are we allowed to do that? You're not allowed to be mishamish esrav almanas kabel pras. So according to Tosfos, it wouldn't be a kasha to begin with. You're allowed to do any mitzvah, almanas anything, as long as you're not going to regret that mitzvah. But according to other Rishonim, it's only by tzedakah that you're allowed to do it. I know Moriv Rabbi Rav Shechter, when he gets an aliyah and they make a mishaberach, he doesn't ask for a mishaberach, when they make a mishaberach, he'll always insist that he has to give some money, because if he's not giving money, then it's a violation of almanas. You're not allowed to test Hashem with other things. You're not allowed to ask for reward for anything else other than tzedakah. So if you're asking that there should be a blessing for this person and that person, then you have to pony up some money for tzedakah. So the Gemara darshens the pasuk kiyum b'toras Hashem chefzo, the pasuk in the very first chapter of Tehillim that we were discussing before. Pasuk says kiyum b'toras Hashem chefzo, amar Rabbi ein adam lamei Torah el mimakom shelibo chafetz. A person is only able to really learn Torah properly in something when he's learning a topic that he wants to learn. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Kim b'toras Hashem chafzo." The lashon of the pasuk of b'toras Hashem chafzo and not b'toras Hashem chafet teaches us that a person only learns when it's chafzo, when that's his desire, when that's what he wants to be learning. And the Gemara tells us a story that bears this out. Levi and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yasvi kamed Rabbi. Levi and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi were talmidim in front of Rabbi v'kapaski sidra, and they finished learning whatever it was that they had previously been learning. So Salak Sifra, they finished one of the Svarim, and they had a machlokas, what to learn next. So Levi Amar, Laisila Mishle. Levi said, you know, I always wanted to learn Mishle. I think the next item on our agenda to learn should be Mishle. Rabbi Shimon Barevi Amar, Laisila Tilim. And Rabbi Shimon Barevi said, I'd rather learn Tehillim. So Kafye Li Levi, so I don't know what kind of yeshiva it was. They learned Tanakh. Yeshivas don't learn Tanakh, but I guess it was just a chavrusa. So, or maybe in the old days, people actually learned Tanakh. So now he asks Yeshiva Bachar if Tehillim is part of Tanakh. He might not know the answer. So anyway, so Kafye, they Rabbi Shimon Barevi forced Levi, Va'aisu Tehillim, and they decided that they're going to learn Sefer Tehillim. The reason that Rabbi Shimon forced Levi to learn Tehillim is because that's the order of the Ksuvim. That's Tehillim and then Mishle. So we should go in the order that we have it. And furthermore, Tehillim is all Yerushimayim. Mishle is all Divrei Chachma. And the Mishnah in the third paragraph of Pirkei Avos tells us, Kol sheyiras cheto kodemetz l'chachmaso, chachmaso miskayemes. So the Marsha points out that it makes sense that you want to focus on Yiras Chet, on Yerushimayim, and only then focus on Chachma, because then you're going to have the base kibbul, you're going to have the receptacle that's able to house all of that chachma and to retain all of that chachma. So they started Tehillim. Kimatu Acha, when they got to this pasuk of Kiyim B'Torah Hashem Chefzo, which is not very far into Tehillim, so Parish Rabbi Yamar, Rabbi said to them, Ein Adam Lamitar L'Makim Shlibo Chafetz, that the pshan in this pasuk is that a person only learns that which he desires to learn. So Amar Levi, so Levi said, Rabbi, by explaining this pasuk, Nasatalon Roshos Lamud, I have every right to walk out of this shir, because I requested Mishle and you forced Tehillim on me, and now you're telling me that a person is only really going to learn that which he wants to learn? So you just gave me a great excuse to miss shir. So I'm Rav Adin Bar Chama Kolosik B'Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osel L'Chafatzav. A person who's Osek in Torah, Hashem will fulfill his desires. Shenemar Kiyim B'Torah Hashem Cheftzo. When you are B'Torah Hashem, when you are Osek in the Torah Hashem, then Hashem will do Cheftzo. Hashem will do that which you desire. Amar Rava, Liolam Yomar Adam Torah B'Makom Shliba Chafet. A person should always learn Torah from a Rebbe that he wants to learn Torah from, that he's interested in learning Torah from. That's what the Marsha understands. B'Makom means a Rebbe, because we already said that only from a topic that you want to learn. And Rava said that B'Makom Shliba Chafet means by a Rebbe that you want. So Rava is telling us an additional Chiddush. Ben Yoyada explains that Rava is adding that even when you learn with Chaverim, you should try to learn to force them to learn that which you want to learn, meaning that the initial teaching was just that you should choose when you're learning on your own to learn that which is libo chafetz. And this additional teaching of Rava is that even when you have a chevra that's learning together, try to convince them to learn that which you want to learn. So again, the question the Achronim are dealing with is, didn't we already say that in the makom shel libo chafetz? What's Rava adding? So either Rava is adding that it's not only the topic, but it's also the Rebbe, or Rav is adding that it's not only when you're learning on your own, but even when you're learning with a group. V'yama Rav, and Rav also taught, b'tchila, before a person learns Torah, the nikreis al shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is considered to be Hashem's Torah. Ul b'sof, but after you learned, nikreis al shmo, it's now considered to be your Torah. Shenemar b'toras Hashem chavtso b'toraso yege yom v'layla. The beginning of the pasuk is b'toras Hashem, and then by the end of the pasuk, by the time you're learning, it's toraso. Oh, yeah, ge yom v'layla. V'yamar Rava, Rava also teaches us about learning. V'yolam yilmar adam Torah ve'achar kach yege. A person should learn Torah to the point that he's fluent in the basic topic, and then he should be ma'ayin. But first, the person has to know all of the information, just to have the basic surface level understanding of all the information, and then he's ready to really analyze. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, b'toras Hashem v'hadar b'torasoh yege, that only the yege Torah comes only after it's already become his Torah through his efforts, because you're not going to be able to really, Rashi points out, you're not going to be able to be medamed davar ledavar if you don't have all of the information at hand. Rav Shachter always makes fun that you have guys that on the first day of the Zman, they're already writing a sefer on on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. You can't write a sefer on Daf Beis Amud Aleph unless you've seen every other daf in the Masechta as well. You have to know what all the Mishnayos say and what all the Gemaras say, and then you're able to compare one to the other, and you're able to ask kashas, you're able to give intelligent answers. Otherwise, half the kashas you ask are probably covered in the Gemara already, and half the answers you give are probably against Beferish Gemaras. You need to know what it says in order to be able to analyze properly. Another memor from Rava relating to Talmud Torah, V'yamarava li'olam ligrish inish v'yafalgav demishkach. A person should learn even though he tends to forget. V'yafalgav de lo yoda mai ka'amar. Even though he doesn't understand what it is that he's learning. Shnemar gorsa nafshi l'tava, gorsa ksiv lo ksiv tachana. That David HaMelech, when he's saying that he learned Torah, he used the lashon gorsa, not tachana. That he had such a taiva for Torah, he did not grind his limud by really refining it. It was more like garsa, which is more bran, more large pieces, that where you cut a piece of wheat into two pieces when you're making greasen, when you're making grits or something like that. So that's what it was like, because he had such a taifer for Torah, he would be goris even though he didn't yet enter into the amkus of the sugya, he did not yet enter into the full analysis of the sugya. But a person has to first cover a lot of ground. Rava Rami, Rava asked the following stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Mishlei that al gape, it says Shulchan Aruch Seh Tikra al gape Rami Karas, that the Torah itself calls out to the Talmidim that are engaged in it to come and learn in a very high place, and the pasuk calls that place al gape, which is like on the wings of, which sounds like a more unsturdy type of place. Uksiv, but the pasuk in Mishlei, a few pesukim later, several pesukim later, says al kisei merome keres. So you see that the pasuk refers to the moshav where you sit, where you learn Torah, as a kisei, which sounds like a much sturdier place. So betchila al gape. First, it's al-gape, that you go to learn a little bit here, a little bit there, and a little bit self, al-kisei. Then it becomes something that's much more mechubad and much more kavua in a person. Rava says another pasuk that tells us two things that seem like they're so-so one another. Ksiv, the pasuk in Mishlei in the prior parak says, berosh meromim, that the Torah is called berosh meromim. Uksiv, aleiderech, but it also says it's aleiderech. Betchila, because originally the Talmud Chacham is berosh meromim, He goes and he leaves to hidden places to be able to learn. But then he becomes a mora hara'a where everybody can appreciate his wisdom. Meaning people who want to be world famous rabbis on the first day, that doesn't work that way. A person has to spend a lot of years in anonymity where they're learning and plugging away and developing and becoming. And then one day, with siyata d'shmaya, they become mora hara'a that are more well known, that the whole world is going to see. Ula Rabbi, Ula asked the following, I think, Rav Asher Weiss, I think before he was like in his mid-40s, I don't think anyone had heard of him. And then he like burst onto the scene. I think in Kleisenberg they had heard of him. But, he for whatever reason, he left the yeshiva there. And then all of a sudden, there was this world-class posek that the whole world had heard of. After years and years and years of toiling in near anonymity, a person who accomplishes enough is then going to become world-famous, where the whole world turns to them for their shaylas. Ula Rami, Ula asks a stira between two psukim. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Say mayimi borecha," that from a bar that has water that's sitting in one place, that's where you should gather your water. Ksiv, and the pasuk says, "Vinozla mitoch be'erecha," that the water flows from a spring. Bitchilish semi borecha. Originally, it's from your bar. Ulbsof nozla mitoch be'erecha, and then it becomes like mayim chayim. Now, the difference between a bar and a be'er is that a be'er, there's no end to it; it just keeps flowing forth. A bar has X amount of water. When it dries up, it dries up. So the becomes this this never-ending, infinite spring. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Schor, Amar Rav Huna. My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it tells me in Mishlei that Hom mehevli yimat v'kovitz al yad yarbe? Im osadim torasu chavilos chavilos. That if a person makes his Torah, he learns in a way where his Torah is in bundles, meaning he learns tons and tons at a time, tons of material at a time, and he tries to retain all of it, then mismait. Where do we see chavilos? Chavilos in the pasuk. It says hevel. It doesn't say hevel. But a lot of times, the Marsha points out, the hey and the ches are interchangeable. In the Sephardic pronunciation, which is probably the correct pronunciation, a ches is different than a chaf. A chaf is ch, and a ches is ch. So it's a lot more like a hey. So the hey and the ches, not only in the way they look, are somewhat very similar, but even in the way they sound, they're quite similar, and therefore they're somewhat interchangeable. So a person tries to finish shas in one night, so it's not going to last. V'im kovitz al yad yarbe, but if he gathers a little bit at a time and he chazers over, then he's gonna end up knowing a lot. Amar Rava, Yadi Rabban La Milsa Va'Avrila. Rava says, you know, the Chachamim are well aware of this, and nevertheless, they violate it anyway. The Marsha says, why do they violate it anyway? Because it must be that they hold like other drashos that hold that before a person can learn, he has to cover massive amounts of material and only then really analyze things carefully. And Marsha sees this as a machlokas in Chazal. Of course, one could suggest it's not a machlokas in Chazal, that one has to take manageable amounts of material, but on a surface level, and therefore cover a little more ground before being Ayin on a deeper level. But okay, but essentially this is a famous line of Gemara, because Rav is saying that everyone knows Chazar is the Iker. Everyone knows that you need to take a small amount and Chazar and Chazar and Chazar and Chazar and Chazar in order to be able to really master it before you try to take more learning on yourself. And yet no one does it. Meaning it's so rare for people to do. I think Rabbi Rudzinski said that someone said to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz that I have such a hard time remembering my learning. And Rabbi Yaakov says, really? You chazer 101 times and you still don't remember? And the guy was like embarrassed. Chazer 101 times, who said anything about that? But Rabbi Yaakov just took it as like, of course, meaning no one remembers if you don't chazer 101 times, meaning that's the way learning works. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ana Avidto V'Kayim B'Yadi. He says, you know, I followed this advice and I chazered my learning over and over and over again, and it worked for me. Amar Rav Shizim V'Shed Rav Elazar Ben Azariah, my dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Lo Yachrach Rumi Atzido, Lo Yichiv Lo Yarich Yomim Tzayed HaRamai, that someone who tries to trick people and show them how smart he is, and that's why he covers massive amounts of material, and he doesn't really chazer, and that's why he forgets everything soon after, is not going to have arichus yamim, because the Torah says but that's only if it becomes a part of you. But if you learn in a way where it doesn't become a part of you, you're not going to have that bracha of arichus yamim. Rav Sheshes Amar tzayit haramai yachroch, that the pasuk is as a rhetorical question, that lo yachroch remi atzido, meaning that the tzayit haramai, someone who traps it b'mirma and watches over that which he traps, that which he is going to be able to eat, meaning if a person catches birds and takes the time to immobilize those birds before going to catch more birds, he'll have a bird to eat for dinner that night. But if you catch a bird and then just put it aside and go out to try to catch more, the first one's going to fly away. You're going to have nothing left. So the tzayid haramai, the bird hunter who knows how to think about how to do these things, he's going to have what to eat for dinner. The Gemara says the mashal explicitly. Person goes and he traps birds. If you break the wings of the first one so that it can't get away, then you'll have whatever you catch at the end of the day. But if you don't take the time to break the wings of the first one, you're going to have nothing at the end of the day. So now the Gemara darshins the pasuk again in the first parak of Tehillim. They said in the base measure of Rabbi Yanai, it's like an eitz that was uprooted from one place and is replanted in another place, and not like an eitz that is planted initially in its original place and stayed there forever. If a person only learns Torah from one Rebbe and refuses to receive Chachma and Torah from other Rebbeim, he's not going to see a Siman Bracha. It's important for one to expose themselves to different Rebbeim, to different styles of learning, and to pick up different things from different great people. He says, I'd like to share something with you, but I'm really afraid that if I do share it with you, you're all going to leave me, you're all going to abandon me. And that is, that if you only learn Torah from one Rebbe, you're never going to see a Simon Bracha Liolam. So Shavku Vazel Kameh Derava. Unfortunately, they listened, and they went to learn by Rava. So Amr Luhu, so Rav Chista said, that idea that you're never going to see a Simon Bracha, Hani Mili Svara, Aval Gemara Me Rav Echad Adif. That's only when it comes to analysis and sharpness and things like that. But to just know the basic text, you're better off learning from one Rebbe, Ki Echidol Lifla Glishni, because there are different Masoras of what the text is, and you're going to get confused if you're dealing with different texts. So the Gemara darshins the Pasuk, same Pasuk, in a different way. That it says, Vayuket Shasal Apal Gemayim, Al pal gemayim, Amar Rav Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, lo olam yishalish adam shnosov, shlish mikra, shlish mishnah, shlish betalmud. That a person should split up his day in learning, one third in mikra, one third in mishnah, one third in talmud. So says Gemara, mi yade inish kamechai, does a person know how long he's going to live, that he could say that I'll spend the first third of my life in learning mikra, the second third of my life learning mishnah, and the third third of my life learning talmud? Let's say the mashal, the person anticipates that he's going to live for 120 years. So he'll spend until the age of 40 learning Mikra, thinking that he'll learn Mishnah till the age of 80. But what if HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines that he's only meant to live 80 years, then he will never have touched Talmud. So that seems like a shirking of his responsibilities in Talmud Torah. So it says, no, kikam rinan biyomi. When we say that, shlush mikra, shlush mishnah, shlush b'talmud, it means in each week you should divide up your days, 2 days of mikra, 2 days of mishnah, 2 days of Talmud, and that's how you should divide up your learning days. That's how Rashi understands. If you look at the Tap Tosfos, pirush ha-kuntres, beiz yam mikra, beiz yam mishnah, beiz yam Talmud, and that's how Rashi explains liyomi, that you divide up the days of the week. So Tosa says, it doesn't really satisfy me, because what if a guy dies on a Wednesday? So then he never got to Talmud of that week. So Tosa says, l'kach nira liyomi b'kol yom. Liyomi means divide each day into all three types of learning, and therefore Tosa says famously, l'kach tichnu psukei atamidu mishnah seizu makoman u'braisid rabbi Shmuel. We try to guarantee that even if we're not dividing it evenly, at least we're going to touch upon all three areas of Limud HaTorah each and every day. When you say the Pesukim of Karbanos, not only are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Neshama Par Mitzvah Seinu of bringing Karbanos, but you're also fulfilling Talmud Torah B'mikra. When you say the Pesukim of Ezum Makoman, that's Mishnah. And then you say Rabbi Shmuel Omer, that is Talmud. V'nir l'Rabbeinu Tam, da'anu sha'oskin b'talmud bavli, dayenu, ki hu balul b'mikra mishnah b'talmud. And then Rabbeinu Tam famously says, when we learn Talmud Bavli, we are fulfilling that idea as well. Because Talmud Bavli, every page of Talmud Bavli has a combination of mikra, mishnah, and Talmud. Now the Achronim point out, you're fulfilling the notion of having touched upon each of the three areas of learning, but you are not fulfilling the requirement to know Kol HaTorah Kula. A person has to actually learn through all of the Sifrei Tanakh, not just enough to learn, and all of the Mishnayos, not enough to learn the same Mishnayos every single day of Ezum Makoman. But in addition to that, in addition to learning all of it, we should try to make sure that every day we touch each area of Torah. The Hemshech of the Pasuk, Asher Piru Yitein Bi'ito, V'lo Lo Yibol, goes on. Amarav, Imperi Yitein Bi'ito, if a person learns and is Mekayim, that which he learns, meaning he right away puts it into practice, then V'lo Lo Yibol, then his learning is going to, he'll be able to remember his learning. So it's a great Eitzah, meaning a lot of times you come across a Pasuk in Daf Yomi that we say every day in Pesukei Dezimra. So right after the Daf Yomi Shir, you should make a little note in your Siddur, whatever it is, but Matziah Daf this, and right next to that, and then every day you'll chazer over that Gemara, because you'll remember what that Pasuk is darshaned in the Gemara. As soon as you put something into practice, as soon as you put it into action, and it becomes part of your daily schedule, then you remember your learning. But v'im lav, if you don't put it into action, alalomid v'alamalamid aleim akasav omer lochein arashayim kiyim v'gomer, that it's not a good thing that they're considered the rishayim who are just learning but are not interested in putting into practice. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rafuna, Amar Rav. Ma'i d'chziv, what does the pasuk in Mishlei mean when it says ki rabim chalolim hipilav atzumim kol harugeha? So kirabim chalal mipila zeh talmud shalagia la ra mora. That's a talmud who's not yet ra'ui to give psak halacha, but he still involves himself in psak halacha. Va'atzumim kal harugeha zeh talmud shalagia la ra ve'eno mora. And equally tragic is a talmud who's able to give psak halacha, but he decides not to. He decides to shy away from it. He's not fulfilling his tafkid. Va'ad kama, how long does one have to wait until he's ra'ui lahoros, until he's at an age where he's able to issue a hora'a, adar ba'in shnin, until he's 40 years old. Prior to that, one should not issue a hora'a. Rav Shachter told us that he once spoke at a Chag HaSmicha in Yeshiva many years ago, and he said over this idea that you need to be 40 years old before you issue a psak halacha. You need to, you can't just go paskening just because you have yor smicha at the age of 26. He said Rabbi Lam got very upset, Zichron Lebracha got very upset at him. We're giving these guys smicha, we're sending them out into the world to become rabbis. You can't tell them not to paskin. He said, I don't know, but I'm just telling you what the Gemara says. So I asked the Gemara, Vaha Rava Ori, but didn't Rava paskin halachas? And Rava only lived to the age of 40. So how is he able to paskin in Gans Shas? So says Mar Hassan Beshavin, the reason Rava paskin is because there was no one as great as him where he lived. So he paskined even though he was not yet 40 years old, because he was clearly the greatest sage of his community. But if there are other people that are over 40 that are greater sages, then you're not allowed to paskin. They're the ones that should paskin. Valo lo yibol, it says valo lo yibol, that its leaves will not wither. Amar Rav Acha bar Ado, Amar Rav Amri lo, Amar Rav Acha bar Abba, Amar Rav Amnun, Amar Rav Shafil Sichas Chul Shal Tamil Chum Shricha Talmud, that even the Sichas Chul of Tamil Chumim needs to be learned, it needs to be studied. Shenemar valo lo yibol, that even the leaf, which is not the ikar of the tree, it's compared to the Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chacham, which is obviously not his ikar, even that is not going to wither, even that has value to it. The pasuk continues, V'kol asher ya'aseh yatzliach. So Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Dover zeh kasuv b'Torah v'shanoi b'nevi'im u'mishulash b'ksuvim, that this appears in all three sections of Tanakh. Kol osik b'Torah nechas matzlichon lo. And the message that appears in all three sections of Tanakh is that when someone is Osek in Torah, his nechassim will be successful, his possessions will be a source of success. Kasub b'Torah d'chsev v'shmartem es divrei abris hazos v'asisim asom l'man taskilu eis kol asher ta'asun. And shanoi b'neviim, it appears in Neviim d'chsev, pasuk says in the beginning of Yeshua, lo yomush sefer ha-Torah zemi picha v'agisa bo yomum v'layla l'ma'an tishmor l'asu k'chol chasum bo ki oz tatzliach estrochecha v'yoz taskil. That when you're fulfilled v'agisa bo yomum v'layla, then Tatzliach kol drachecha. And Mishulash b'ksuvim d'chsiv, but says in the beginning of Tehillim, ki im b'toras Hashem cheftzo u'b'toraso yege yom v'layla, that you're engaged in Torah day and night. That then you're going to have great hatzlacha. Machris Rabbi Alexandri announced, man b'yichai, man b'yichai, who's interested in life? So kanuf v'asu kuli alma l'gabei, he's selling life. Everyone's running to buy, right? Everyone gathers together and lines up. So amri le, havlan chai, they said, give us life. So amlehu, Rabbi Alexandri said to them, it says in the pasuk, miya isha chavitz chayim, and that if you want life, you should avoid speaking Lashon Hara, and then you'll be Zocha to life. Now, there are other things that are also Skula Ta'arichos Yamim. I mean, there are psukim in the Torah that tell us Kibra Ve'im and Shiloh HaKein are Skula Ta'arichos Yamim, but Rabbi Alexandri specifically highlighted being careful about how we speak, as if that's a natural way to achieve long life, because the Pasuk says, Vaya Adam L'Nefesh Chaya, and the Targum Onkelos says L'ruach Mimalila. What makes humanity different? It's that we are a nefesh chaya. Targum says the ability to speak. That's what makes us a nefesh chaya. A lot of times people misunderstand that which humanity has over the animal world. They think, oh yes, animals are a bal chai, and people are midabrim. And how do they understand it? So they understand it that which animals think, that which goes through an animal's head, we're able to articulate. But it's more than that. It's so much more than that. It's that we're able to have higher order thinking that when articulated is something that an animal could not think in that way. If all we do is give voice to that which you know, to the Disney movies that have the animals talking, that which can go through an animal's head, and we're just giving voice to that. Now, that doesn't make us special. Ruach Memalala means that we're able to engage in Torah, we're able to engage in Tefillah, we're able to engage in serious type of speech. Speech that really matters. So that's the segula for Arichus Yamin, because that's what being a human being is all about, is being able to articulate and being able to speak. Shami Yomar Adam Natsarti the Shoni Miraz Fasai Midavir Mirma Elich Vezgar B'Sheina. Lest the person say, okay, so the key to life is you just can't speak Lashon Hara. So I'll tell you what, I won't speak Lashon Hara or Lashon Tov or anything else. I'm just going to go to sleep, and that way I'll be safe. Talmud Omer, that's why the pasuk says Sur Mira Va'asei Tov Ve'in Tov El Torah. That Tov is a reference to Torah. Shenemar Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lechem Torasi Al Ta'azovu. That's a Lekach Tov, that which is the Torah itself is the Lekach Tov. So that's the idea. And we mentioned the Targum Onkelos, that it's a L'ruach Mimalula. There's Rav Yonason Sachs was here the other day in Camp Keli, and he said, he was talking about how there are only two Svarim that he thinks that may Ikara you should use Art Scroll, not just as a afterwards to check on yourself and make sure you understood it, but may Ikara, even Yeshiva Bacher, should start with Art Scroll. He said Drosha Saran and Targum Onkelos. He said, it's Targum Onkelos, people look at it as only a translation. And oftentimes, that is what he's doing. But every time he veers from the straight translation, he's telling you a yesod, he's telling you something foundational and something critical. And this is a good example of that. Right? Nefesh Chaya could have been translated in a lot of ways other than Ruach Mimalula. But he's telling you what is unique to humanity. It's a yesod. The way Rav Yonason Sachs put it, and I strive to one day be at a level where I understand what he means by this, but he said that Targum Onkelos is to Torah what Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is to Torah Shebal Peh. That the categories that he gives us, the yesodos that he gives us, are there. You just have to know how to find them. Okay, so then we had said in the Mishnah that a Jew is allowed to continue to build these structures for Gayim, but once he gets a kippah, once he gets to the dome where they put their getchka, so then he should be poresh. Malkum Shem Amidim Ba'avodos Chavim, he's got to stop building. So Amar Blazar Rabbi Yochanan Imbona Scharo Mutter. Now, if he did not stop building and then he got paid for all that he did, he can keep that money. So it says Mar Pshit, of course he can. Misham Shevod Tzchavim, it's only a Mishamish of an Avodah Zarah, this Kippah. Misham Shevod Tzchavim, Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Kiva, Ein Nasun and Ashe Yavdu. Misham Shevod Zarah, both according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Kiva, are only Asur until you are Ovid them. So therefore, are not Asur, rather, until you are Ovid them. They're Mutter up until the time that they're used as an Avodah Zarah Rahman and Son. So of course, the payment that you get for it as you make it before it was ever used as Avodah Zarah is going to be mutter. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu lo nitzcha levuzchav ma'atzma. Now Rabbi Yochanan wanted to be mechadesh that if you build it, you can get the payment for it and use the payment for it even if you build an Avodah Zarah itself. So hani chlamandiyam levuzchav m'shal yisrael asura miyad v'shal levuzchavim ad shatei avet shapir. That works very well if you assume that the Avodah Zarah that belongs to an Ovid Kochavim is only going to become asr once they are actually Ovid it. So you could say that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about an Avodah Zarah itself because the Jew made it for the sake of an Ovid Kochavim, and therefore it is not yet usher. So you can use the money that you got. El Laman Diyamar, Shalom Chav Masur Miyad. But if you hold that an Avodah Zarah that belongs to an Ovid Kochavim is immediately usher, so Mayig Lameimar, how are you going to explain Rabbi Yochanan? So answers Gemara, Elam Rabbi Barulu Lo Nitzrucha Ela Bimakush Achron. That it's talking about Rabbi Yochanan is being mechadesh that if you built it, the money that you get paid is going to be mutter, because when you finish the Avodah Zarah, it's that last hammer blow in making the that dome, and the Gemara explains Avodah Chavim Man Kogarim La. What part of it is considered Avodah Zarah? Gemar Malach. It's only that very last step where it finally becomes complete. Ve'imas Havya, and when Gemar Malach, and when is that Gemar Malach? Be Makosh Achron. It is with that last hammer blow. Well, Makosh Achron, less Beishavu Pruta. The payment you get for that one swing of the hammer is not even a Shavu Pruta, meaning if you get paid X amount of dollars for the job and you swing that hammer thousands and thousands of times, that last one is less than a Shavu Pruta, and that's why it's mutter. It does not become usser as money of Avodah Zarah, because the only part that's actually associated with the Avodah Zarah is the last swing of the hammer, and that last swing of the hammer is less than a Shavu Pruta. This seems to be assuming that the way payment works is that for each activity that you do in the job, you are right away earning wages. You only get a paycheck at the end, but that paycheck is for this moment, plus this moment, plus this moment, plus this moment. Whereas one could have said that you do half a job, you have earned zero. You do three quarters of a job, you have earned zero. It's only when you finish the job that you earn all of it. And if you go with that model, then that last hammer blow is everything, is all the money. It's not pachas mishav pruta. So the assumption that the Gemara is making is that yeshon l'schiris mitchil v'atzof, you're earning as you go, and therefore that last hammer blow is pachos mishava pruta. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yotes and Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining us.